A decision is made on local heliskiing permits for this season, and a design report on shuttle ferries for the Lynn Canal is still a few weeks away. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The state is expected to release its concept design report for its proposed new ferries at the end of this month. The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities wants to build two shuttle-type ferries to serve Lynn Canal as part of the revamped Alaska-class ferry project. The previous plan called for a single 350-foot ferry, but the department said in December that project had gone over the $120 million budget. In defending the decision to scrap those plans, new DOT Commissioner Pat Kemp told the Joint Transportation Committee last month that he believes the two 280-foot shuttle ferries can be built for about $49.5 million each. He said he thinks the public will be pleased with the idea when the concept design is released. But the public release of the document has been delayed while the department expands the report to address the scrutiny and feedback it's heard about the idea, according to department spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow.
It's not quite ready because of the public testimony that was taken in the legislature and the MTAB meeting last month. We've opted to incorporate a larger document to answer a lot of the questions and concerns that the public had during the testimony and the meetings.
He said the plan will now likely be out within the month. It will also be available online, much like the plans for the Alaska-class ferry were.
We'll definitely post it online so that anyone can go and download it and read it themselves.
Kemp said while an extensive public process caused the previous plan to balloon out of budget, the new shuttle ferry designs will also undergo a full public vetting. A local heliskiing company received a conditional permit from the Haines Borough this week for the 2013 season, despite what the borough clerk identified as several permit, safety plan, and state law violations. Haines Borough Clerk Julie Causey determined Alaska Heliskiing's violations could have been a potential basis for denying the company's permit to operate this season, but said the six violations she found did not rise to the level of substantial noncompliance to justify permit revocation. Causey, as borough clerk, is responsible for reviewing permit applications for heliski operators each season and determining whether they should be renewed. Along with the permit applications she approved Monday for Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures and Alaska Mountain Guides, Causey issued a 15-page memo about her decision to also renew Alaska Heliskiing's permit. She notes that Alaska Heliskiing's permit application has generated significant interest because of an avalanche last March that killed a company guide and customer, Nikolai Dodoff. The customer's parents, Alex and Natalia Dodoff, requested the borough not renew the company's permit, alleging several safety and permit violations. Causey said in her memo some of those allegations were substantiated and others were not. She said in her assessment she reviewed specific allegations of improper business practices and consulted with the police chief, the company, the customer's family, and the state. Causey also writes in her memo that she does not view commercial tour permits as privileges that can be taken away at any time for a single violation, but rather the borough should proceed carefully before a permit is revoked or not renewed. She said she would need to be convinced that the number of violations, severity of violations, or length of time they have gone on is extensive. The borough has not previously received any safety-related customer complaints regarding Alaska heliskiing during the entire 8 years of its operations, she wrote. One of the key elements Causey considered was the company's safety plan. The permit process requires heliskiing operators to have an operating and safety plan, but she notes borough code does not require the heliskiing companies to comply with their operating and safety plan, only that they submit one. Causey said she did find Alaska Heliskiing's safety plan discussed all the required topics. She said this allows the public to compare safety plans of the different companies and also compare the company's plan to what actually occurs, like in the instance of the March avalanche. Other violations Causey identified included failing to properly register to use the Haines State Forest for its commercial activities. The company was fined for this violation. However, Causey said the amount of the fine suggests the state treats this as a relatively minor offense and is not proposing to deny the company a business license as a result of the violation. Other violations include two reported deviations from approved operation areas, which the company was fined for and paid. Causey said the company also failed to follow its own operating and safety plan when reporting the avalanche. failed to submit a mutual aid agreement, failed to file a report with the state about an employee death, and posted inaccurate and misleading information on its company website about safety standards. Causey notes that the company has been fined for some of the violations, and those have been paid. The company also removed the misleading safety information from its website. Causey made her permit decision conditional on Alaska Heliskiing getting the proper state permits this season. The Dodal family also alleged the company failed to evaluate snow conditions or provide skiers with proper avalanche training, and that the guide killed in the avalanche was under the influence of marijuana. Causey said she attempted to research these claims. She was denied the autopsy report for the guide that allegedly shows the guide had THC levels in his blood. And she says she was not able to evaluate whether the company failed to adequately measure avalanche danger. Causey writes that her standard for evaluating the allegations and permit applications was a court case involving a permit denial. In 2005, Causey denied a commercial permit renewal for Echo Orca Tours. She based that decision on 85 customer complaints over 5 years, a specific warning to the company the previous year to come into permit compliance, 2 misdemeanor convictions related to operating commercial tours, and multiple violations of Coast Guard regulations and borough code. Her decision in that permit denial was held up in state Supreme Court because of a demonstrated pervasive lack of concern for public safety, the court wrote. Causey said, unlike that case, the 6 substantiated violations by Alaska Heliskiing do not equate to a substantial noncompliance, in her opinion. Sean Dogg of Alaska Heliskiing said in an email Tuesday that he was happy and grateful to have the permit. While the permit is conditionally approved as long as the company secures a state permit, it's now in borough manager Mark Ernest's court to allot skier days to each company. He said Tuesday the 3 companies have asked for more skier days than there are to give, but he will determine how to allocate those days to each company in the next week or two, he said. Constantine Metal Resources and a Japanese business group have solidified their partnership, meaning exploration could resume this year at the Palmer Zinc and Copper Deposit near Haines. Dowa Metals and Mining Company operates the second largest zinc smelter in Japan and holds interest in mines in Mexico and British Columbia. According to a press release from Constantine, Dowa has committed to providing $3 million for work this year and a $22 million investment in the site over the next 4 years. It would also acquire a 49% interest in the project. The press release says the agreement was approved by Dowa's and Constantine's board of directors, and the agreement was formally signed late last week. Darwin Green, vice president of exploration for Constantine, said late last year that focus remains on exploration at the site, and the start of any possible mining operation is still 4 to 8 years away.
So yeah, it's still quite a ways out. But what we've got now is we've got a good partner who's willing to put up the capital to be able to answer some of those questions.
Green says Constantine defined the Palmer deposit in 2010 after resource estimates showed the site to have about 5 million ton of ore. But exploration at the Palmer site has been idle the past 2 years as the company is focused on other exploration and sites in Canada. High gold prices and the lack of an investor had the company focusing on a $4 million drill program near Atlin, British Columbia, and a large regional gold exploration program in east-central Yukon. An economic downturn didn't help in finding an investor either, but the Dowa partnership helps provide the capital to keep the project moving forward now, Green said.
It was a pretty unforgiving economic climate, and it still kind of is, particularly in the high-risk speculative portion of the market, which is where we are. And so, going to the markets to raise that capital ourselves was challenging and or extremely dilutive to our existing shareholders. So this was, a deal that works really well.
The site is about 40 miles north of Haines, just off the highway. Prospects at the site spurred the creation of the Vancouver-based Constantine Metal Resources Limited in 2006, with the primary purpose of exploring the mineral potential at the Palmer site. Since then, the company has completed about 40,000 feet of drilling. In 2010, the company spent about $2.5 million on activities during its four-month season with a crew of 25 people. That included 8 Haines residents. Green says the location of the site in proximity to Haines is also a plus for the company.
Haines obviously has a lot of advantages. Its location on a deep-sea port, the project's near to a highway, part of the road network there. Deposits aren't where you, they're kind of where you find them. So we're very fortunate to have the deposit be located on a network and, you know, just down the road from Deep Sea Port.
Dowa provided $500,000 to Constantine at the signing late last week. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org or our KHNS News Facebook page. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, and you can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. The Upper Lincoln Canal's public affairs program, Talk Around Town, is this Thursday, February 7th, from 10 to 11 a.m. on KHNS. Join host Deborah Schnabel in this week's show to discuss how the community talks about development. We'll also check in with local news and the Haines High School drama, debate, and forensics team, and meet another one of our neighbors on My Name Is. Talk Around Town, this Thursday at 10 a.m. on KHNS.